You had a pantry.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had that.
Yeah.
And, what would you call, well, like, if you had a lot of furniture and stuff that you didn't really want to throw away, but things that you didn't keep out, but that were just sort of, that you just kept stored on.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have anything?
Well, of course, about the only thing I remember would be a storeroom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it's called.
A storeroom. Mm-hmm. Or something like that.
Well, of course, and in that particular house, we'd have it in the attic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it's lack of space, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, well, if you were talking about a bunch of old worthless things that you're about to throw away, you'd refer to that as...
That would probably, well, it wouldn't be rummage. I guess that'd be the best thing, because then, of course, you did have rummage sales a lot mm-hmm. in those days.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
They
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, in talking about, like, daily housework, you'd say that, like, every morning your mother would have to get up and...
Well, of course, you had chores.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
That was mm-hmm. pretty well what it was. Or, mm-hmm. or actually, just do the work, you know. Mm-hmm. It would work covered a multitude of sins, you know. You had all kinds of things.
And what would you sweep with?
We had just regular, you know, straw broom, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you had. You didn't have anything else.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I can remember I was a great big kid before you had a vacuum sweeper.
Oh, yeah.
You just you didn't know very many people that had those things.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember the broom just did everything, yard,
yeah.
house, and everything else.
Yeah. Well, what about on Monday, people traditionally would do their...
Yeah, you do washing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then to get the wrinkles out, they'd have to...
Well, of course, it was a big deal. Washing was, you know, a lot of times you washed outside.
Oh, yeah.
And my particular Plunk's mother talked about building... fires under. Now, we didn't do a lot of that,
mm-hmm.
but you did a lot of bathtub washing
mm-hmm.
in those days, my mother did. And you boiled your water, of course, on the stove. And they said we had our bathroom, you know, across the little porch thing, I mean, on the sleep porch. And it was very dangerous because you carried that hot water. And I've got scars now where I fell and got burned like that as a small child. And but that was, and washing was, but then there was an awful lot of ironing in a family like that,
mm-hmm.
see.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So you pretty well did it. You know, it was an all-day job, really.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, again, the kids have come back to this commune business, which some people frown on, and I can see they're thinking on it a lot. You divide up chores that way.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, I had a grandmother, two aunts that lived close, you know, that everybody did things together.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a family that large, had also an aunt that lived there with children or was close by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the women divide up the chores, see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so on wash day, one person did it, the other people watched the children, and the other one did the cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't do that nowadays.
Yeah.
If you were married, you'd do everything.
Yeah.
Of course, you'd also have better things to do it with.
Yeah, well, that's right, too, so
mm-hmm.
you have all those conveniences and things.
But you don't have the association,
because
it was great fun.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds crazy to anyone who's never done that kind of work, but you liked it. You liked the all-day business of looking forward to that and somebody else cooking something that you hadn't had before
mm-hmm.
or that you didn't have to cook. Maybe it was the only day my mother didn't cook.
Mm-hmm.
So it was you know, in a way, it was almost a social, because they didn't really go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is what the kids are kind of thinking about, as our son says this.
Serves more of a social function
yes.
than people realize.
He says he doesn't think there'd be as many divorces if people were allowed to have a wife who liked to do one thing and a wife who liked to do something else and so
yeah,
on. Of course, this
yeah,
is a man talking,
yeah,
say,
yeah.
where you could divide up things and no one would have the burden day in and day out.
Of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, in a house,